My name is Julian Garcia, and I'm from Cohort 36 from Nashville Software School. My project is called List and Mind Your Business.
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking a little time to talk through your projects and your background and all that good stuff. So I want to start it off with the story. What were you doing before NSS? What were you up to? How did you make this decision to make a change? Like, catch me up to speed.
Sure. So prior to NSS, after college, I graduated in late 2016, but I worked for a financial startup company. And working for there for almost 2 years, long story, but I got into crypto mining and I owned my own farm back in Florida. And I got more and more into technology, learning from devs in the previous startup and learning more about computer hardware and computer science when building my servers in my garage.
Cool. So you kind of got an early look at that and you were like saying to yourself, I want to do that.
Yeah, definitely. It was really cool. It was like Legos for adults in a way.
Legos for adults.
Yes, that's the best way I can describe it. It's like Legos for adults, whether you're building it physically or if you're just building it with just a form, an end blank screen and just code.
Cool. Well, here you are. You made the jump and I would love to chat with you about what you've been building with your Legos here. Let's talk through your projects. So start off with whichever one you want to do. Start off with letting me know what is the name and what is it?
Sure. I'll talk to you about List first. List is an application that I built on my front end project. And this application is meant more for employers. Currently, what we have is a validator called Nurses, and where people can just go on and validate nurses' license. But the issue I found is that people can validate them, but they can't save them. They can't edit, make notes. It's pretty much just validate and you're done. So I made something that worked with dummy data. And if I were to go ahead and take the information that's given to us by the Department of State, it can work with current data that's given to us by the government. So it's a pretty cool project. I was able to make it work with the dummy data and I was able to get the information from Florida so I can actually look up people.
Yeah.
And the nurses and to, yeah, all public record though.
Right, exactly. So. Right, right. So how did you actually fit that together? How does that work?
Well, I used React in the front end, and as this was our front end application, I kept the data stored in a JSON, but that's stored locally. So that's why I kept everything in the dummy data as of now. And as now we're graduating and I can make this into a personal project, I can go ahead and implement that back end where I can keep everything more private for all my data away from what the client normally sees.
Right. That's good. That's good. And so I love how it all kind of builds on itself, builds up. So your other project, let's talk about that one.
The other project, we just finished it this week. That one's called Mind Your Business. That one, you can probably get an idea. That one has to do with the mining. And it's pretty much like a ticket record keeping for us miners. We have mining equipment, but sometimes we have issues, whether it's hardware, electrical. Sometimes it's a network. A lot of times it's a network or just miscellaneous things. So you have to dust it. You have to constantly restart it. You have to check the temperatures. So I went ahead and made an application that sort of kept that all recorded for you. So you can view open tickets, closed tickets, and whatnot. It's really niche for people who use a lot of servers and or probably just have one or two computers just mining.
Nice. How did you build this? Anything else you want to add on the tech part for here?
How I built it was with a Django web app. So this one communicates with my database I have in SQL, and it has multiple tables from like your tickets, location of these miners, profiles, and eventually I'm hoping that it's going to be good enough that way people can look at other tickets that people have come across too and taken care of it, and people will be able to communicate with other fellow miners and, yeah, be able to help each other out more with the mining community.
Awesome. So when you think about both of these projects, when you think about the future, do you find yourself having a preference for more front-end work or back-end work? What do you have in mind?
I like back-end more before I was introduced to it.
Did you think you were going to like one more than the other?
Yes, I thought I was going to like front-end more because I'm a very visual person. I do like styling. I do like seeing when you style instant gratification of what you're doing and what you're moving around in the website. But once when I got more into the data side of things, it just made sense. It sounds stupid, but it just makes sense.
Yeah.
So I actually am pretty excited for either or, whether it's front end or back end. But I think I'd like to keep doing back end if that's what makes sense in my head.
Hey, follow what makes the most sense. And I'm excited to see where everything unfolds. And we're all excited about what you and the rest of the cohort's working on. And I'm looking forward to it. Good work. Thank you so much for taking the time to share a little about yourself and what you've been doing.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, Clark.